I wish they would use this theme again.
Yeah, I wish the sport made sense. But, you know, who cares? Rico got his money. That's all that matters.
So let's talk about programs that should take a giant, I shouldn't say giant, should take a few steps this year.
Okay.
Let's start with Texas A&M. It says, of course, they changed their coach, and they have former five-star recruit Connor Wiegman, and their defense should be good under Elko.
They need a leap. The people in College Station are not buying steps. They have to make the playoff. I mean, and by the way, Wegman's really good. Yeah, I know no one here cares, but Wegman is very good. It's playoff or bust. Like, what the hell are you doing? If I owned an oil company, what the hell am I doing here if we never end up winning anything?
No, it is, especially because all your success is based off of what Texas does. And when Texas is winning and Texas is making the playoffs and you are not.
Great point.
That's added pressure. Now, it's one of those schools that if they were the only school in the state like Ohio State, maybe it's less. But no. Texas being better, people talking about Texas. You see a Texas player on the cover of the college football game.
And face it, it's the little brother concept.
It is.
I mean, that's the deal.
Next on the list is Nebraska. They have Dylan Raiola, second year under Matt Rhule. And Mike, me and Rico talked about this last week. Uh-oh. Nebraska should be 7-0 heading into the Ohio State game.
Oh, God, here we go. All right, I'll give Rico a chance. Nebraska's going to win the West. This is the year the Huskers get it right.
Can I say something?
Oh, there is no West. All right, I'd like to tell you they'll just be a giant nothing burger. Look, they should win 7 or 8 games.
No, Come on. They should come out of the box winning 7 games. They have the ultimate dream schedule.
Yeah, I'll give it to you real quick. UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa, Illinois, at Purdue, Rutgers, at Indiana. Off a bye.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? When you read the actual games, Rico's right. All right, yeah, then they'll take multiple steps forward. 9-3? Does that work for everybody?
Yeah. No, I think they may actually be 10-2, Mike, and the problem is they can't make the playoffs because why? I would rather see a 3-loss team that played a real schedule get in rather than this fake schedule. This is problematic.
Here's what they have after going to Ohio State, UCLA, at USC, Wisconsin, at Iowa.
Why can't they win every game? That schedule.
Ohio State?
Oh, not Ohio State.
But everything but, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. That schedule sucks.
Right.
Wow.
That's what it's like. They landed that perfect schedule.
Maybe I'll be a Nebraska fan
this
year.
Oregon.
Since I don't have a team.
Well, let's talk about them because they are on this list here.
Are
Michigan
we?
State.
Hmm. Well, I'd say not having a coach lose $82 million in a hotel room, that would be a step forward.
Yes. It really. David, it boils down to if Aiden Childs is as advertised, because I think he could end up being like Kenneth Walker III, cover up a lot of warts in the program, just make plays, and they win games. And if you forget, like, oh, well, this team doesn't have all the pieces that you need, what?
Wait, run that back for me one more time. What did you just say?
I said it really is up to Aiden Childs.
And he could be what?
He could be like Kenneth Walker III.
Holy moly.
Mike,
okay.
Did you hear everything that I said?
I was in shock for a moment, okay, and then my brain caught up.
Let me rewind the tape for you. K9 covered up a lot of deficiencies on the team.
Including the one on the sideline.
That you didn't realize how bad.
You beat me to it, Mike. You beat me to it.
That you didn't realize how bad the team was because he just made plays. Okay, what did I
Oops. Mean?
Nothing. David and I were having a moment. Keep going. You're doing great.
I'm good. Go ahead,
no,
David.
No, I'm saying.
No, you're saying everything that's right.
You know what, Rico's point is well taken. No, it's well taken. Because the college game is a higher level of impact for the quarterback than even the NFL. Mm-hmm. If you have a great quarterback, shout out Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible. Rico. 57 career pass attempts.
We don't know. So, but if he comes in here and all of a sudden, no one knew what Walker was going to do, and I'm not saying he's going to lead them to some 11-win season, but it's one of those that if he's is as advertised,
okay,
then maybe this could be the turnaround. Well, if he's not, it's going
to
be a long season.
Well, let me. I was going to offer this to you. Vegas win total provided by FanDuel, 4.5.
Right. And
I mean,
to go back to my
enjoy,
but my old argument that Kenneth Walker year, 4.5.
Rico's promising 2021.
Wow. Okay, then.
You know what? I'm done. I've hit the portal. You guys finished this.
I should have saved Michigan State for last. Next team on the list, Virginia Tech. And everyone's expecting quarterback Kyren Drones to take a huge leap.
I think he sucks.
This year.
Okay? I'm sorry. VTech is painful. I've wanted to go to Lane Stadium my whole damn life. I love the Hokies. I want them to be good. They were everything right about college football because it makes no sense. You're like, who is this team with a turkey as their logo? But, David, where is this leap coming from? They are inept offensively. I mean, they are Michigan State bad offensively. Again, that one I'm going to pause on.
Next on the list, Syracuse. Yes, Syracuse is on this list. The reason why they put them on the list is because of Fran Brown, the new head coach from Georgia. He's been red hot on the trail for them, recruiting trail.
Listen, I'll leave it to this guy. This guy tells me I don't have a right to want more from MSU. I'll let Rico dictate.
Now, Mike, I love how you twist my words. Here's the thing, David. Going out and winning on the recruiting trail means nothing now because they may be gone next year. And they'll hit the portal.
Great sport.
And the guy that, you know, because it's, but here's the thing. The guy that you're like, oh, all we got was this 3-star kid. Next year will be the hottest thing out there. Like, oh, we need this guy to transfer to the school. So it's a year-by-year
right.
thing.
So it's almost like if Aiden Childs is awesome, cool, he's going to Oregon.
They already got two quarterbacks out there. But I get what you're saying.
It's hard for me to care.
I get what you're saying, Mike. But I think in the end, you're still going to care.
Kenny, can I be a Georgia fan?
You won't want to admit it.
Come on over, buddy.
You won't want to admit it, but
you know
you'll
I'm
still
cousins
care.
With Carson Beck? All right, let's go. Next.
Last two teams on the list, both going to the Big 12 this year, Colorado and Utah.
I don't understand the Colorado thing. I don't. And the reason is, okay, let's say Shedeur Sanders is one of the five best quarterbacks in college football. He can be highly impactful. They got the young man murdered last year. Deion is not recruiting. Mm-hmm. He's taken no recruiting visits. He doesn't do anything. They bring in 900 kids in the portal, all of whom stink. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the love here. If any other coach was operating this way and doing what this man is doing, he would be just buried. Do you think they take a major step?
No, I don't, because I still don't see how they can stop anybody. It was the defense. Like, they would have to score 40. 45 to 50 points in order to win
can
games.
Can they protect Shedeur?
And that's not sustainable. Plus, Shedeur, you know, it's basically been told, keep your stats looking good. Just, you know, take the sack. Don't throw an incomplete pass because that's going to look bad against you. But, yeah, their defense, Mike, horrible offensive line. Horrible. I don't see it outside of.
But what about the little Wayne concert everyone was forced to attend?
It's because it's Deion. Deion has that personality, and a lot of people, and you're seeing it here in hockey, a lot of people see one of their star athletes that they grew up on now in a management type position.
Rico just compared Yzerman and Deion.
No, it's. But the fact, because people still remember the good old days when they played and they just figured, you know what? I trust you implicitly, whatever you say.
Oh, I went through that with Jim Harbaugh. Interesting. That is your College Football Blitz.